the starboard side, we're now up at the residential end of Purfleet. And if you look at the little park on the starboard side, just behind the trees, in front of the three-storey maisonettes, you can see a much older building, and that's the surviving building of a barracks that was built here during the Napoleonic Wars. And we believe that was the ammunition store for the Purfleet barracks. Then on the, also on the starboard side, you can see the little bridge over the Mar Dyke, and the rather strange building just upstream of that, with the ventilators on the roof. That's an observation post for the Royal Society for the Protection of Birds, and they're looking out over the eastern end of the Raynham Marshes. Raynham Marshes is a site of scientific interest under the superintendence of the RSPB. On the port side, we are about to come around Craven Ness, and those two concrete towers with a steel gate at the top, that is a flood barrier, and it is erected over the mouth of the River Darren. The River Darren is also known as Craven Creek. You can see it virtually dries at water. And that flood barrier would be closed, the same circumstances as the main Thames flood barrier at Woolwich would be closed. And we'll tell you more about that when we get up to Woolwich. That barrier is closed simply by lowering that steel gate down onto the river bed. Then, as we continue around Craven Ness, you can see a pair of lattice masts, and there's a radar scanner turning. And the scanner is looking for images of shipping movements on the river. There are a lot of these radar scanners along the banks of the Thames and indeed on the shores of the Thames estuary. And the images are transmitted by microwave transmitters to two control rooms, vessel traffic services control rooms, which supervise all shipping movements on the river and on the estuary. And the one here at Craven Ness, this transmits to both the control rooms, which is the boundary between the Gravesend control, which deals with all movements from the outer limits of the Thames estuary upstream as far as Craven Ness, and the Woolwich control room, which then supervises all the movements from Craven Ness up to the tidal limit of the river at Thames Rock. And just to mention that the Gravesend control room, I said it operates the outer limits of the Thames estuary, the outer limits really of the Port of London Authorities area, and that is approximately of a line drawn from Clacton on Sea in Essex over to Margate in Kent.